Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
They could not conquer passion, lust, and hate.
Praise God. Lord, we pray that no one will be overlooked or neglected in any way tonight. Lord, that you will help us to open our hearts and to reach out. Jesus, you're passing this way. Lord, none of us have to be disappointed. By faith, we can receive you. You honor that faith. You'll manifest yourself. You'll touch us. You'll speak to us. You'll work in us, Lord. And so, Lord, while you're blessing those around me, don't pass me by. I need you, Jesus. I need you so greatly. And I want you tonight, Lord. I'm reaching out to you, Lord. We all are. And we pray that you'll visit each one. Let Jesus come. Let the tempter's power break. Fill our lives with glory of God. And then, Lord, do something to establish your presence in our lives more greatly. Jesus, come to stay, we pray. Oh, we don't want a blessing at camp. We want Jesus to take home with him. And Lord, we are crying out to you today. Oh, won't you come? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Often when I pray for the congregation at home and here at camp as well, I pray, Lord, don't let anyone be overlooked or neglected. You know, we have needs in our church. Various people come from all different walks of life, and you know, it's easy to gravitate towards some people. They kind of call for your attention. And the other, the quiet ones that sort of hide in the shadows, they're overlooked sometime. And so I have to pray, Lord, don't let me overlook nor neglect anybody. And I find that the Holy Spirit doesn't always just use me to take care of the flock, but he uses the other sheep to take care of one another. And when I call someone, then I'll find out that someone had called them already. Someone had gone shopping for them. Someone had visited. They were praying together. Somebody texted them. And I'm always so happy to hear that, that God is teaching us to look out for one another and to reach out to one another and to make us all feel part of the family of God. Praise God. There's some people that have a gift along those lines. They're very comfortable going after people and making them feel loved and welcome. Other people are a little more shy about that. But you know, when we pray, Lord, don't let anyone be overlooked or neglected, young, old, whoever they may be, then the Holy Spirit will make sure that he uses somebody to extend the love of Christ to them. And if there's one person that reaches out to that visitor and makes them feel so loved and welcome, the visitor goes home and says, that's the most loving church I've ever been in. Those people are so loving. Maybe it was just one person that showed it, but it made a deep impression. And if a person comes to church and after church no one greets them, and you watch them and you see them walk out, and you have to run after them, well, that makes a different impression, doesn't it? I've mentioned this before, but I have a cousin, and she lives in North Carolina. And her husband said that when they travel together and they go to a church, maybe a church they'd never been to, he said, after church, I usually lose sight of Alice. I don't know where she is. And so he says, but I know that if I look around and I find a person that seems all alone or maybe a little odd, someone that is a little different than others, I know that Alice will find that person and stalk and talk to them. And he said, I always find my wife talking to the one nobody else will talk to, going out of her way to show the love of Christ to that person. And I thought, what a wonderful thing to say about a Christian, that they go out of their way to find the ones that others neglect or overlook. You know, Jesus did that too, didn't he? When you read the Bible and you read the Gospels, you are surprised at the ones that Jesus took time to minister to and talk with and to show love to. Woman at the well, Zacchaeus up in the tree, people that others didn't want anything to do with, Jesus found them. And Jesus knows how to find you tonight, whether people want anything to do with you or not. He wants something to do with you. He loves you. You're precious in his sight, as we were talking about last night. And so God doesn't want to pass you by tonight, so don't let him. Reach out. Open up. Raise your hands. You know, sometimes it's good to raise your hands in a meeting just to say, Lord, don't forget me. You know, everyone, I'm kind of blending into the crowd. I want to stand out, Lord. I don't want you to forget me. Praise God. And he won't. Amen. We have a wonderful song in here, too, entitled, I Will Not Forget Thee. So we want to sing that also. And then let's see what the Lord has for us tonight and who he'll use and how Jesus will bless.
116.
Thank you. 116 in the white book. 116 in the white book. Comes from the book of Isaiah, that passage. A mother can forget her nursing child if she could, but I will never forget thee. You're written on the palms of my hands. Okay.
Sweet is the promise, I will not forget thee. Nothing
forget thee. Praise God. No, I'm not texting my wife. I'm looking up a song. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Oh. Praise God. I used to sing this with Lily every once in a while in church, but I think a lot of you know this by heart. Let's sing that also, okay? It's not in your book, so you have to follow me.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He wants.
Shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. Yes. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. Amen. I never turned my eyes on Jesus and ever found him looking away. Oh, his eye is always upon me. Jesus spoke to Nathanael. He said, before Philip called you, I saw you sitting under the fig tree. He was amazed. You were aware of me and I wasn't even aware of it. You were thinking of me. You were seeing me. Well, that's how it is. Jesus is always thinking about us, always aware of us. His eye is always upon us. And when we turn our eyes on him, it's like when Peter saw the Lord, he turned and he saw Jesus looking right into him. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And could we sing another 300?
Certainly. Has to be in the hardcover book.
Amid the cons that kiss my feet.
interesting to note that that song was written by a man who lived here on Brant Lake some years ago. Edmund Lorenz. I'm sure Brother Paul, Brother Tom know more about it than I do. He also, I guess, wrote the melody to Jesus, Oh How Sweet the Name. And this song, Thou Thinkest, Lord, of Me. I'm sure there are others, but these are the ones we're familiar with. And makes it a little special living here now at Brant Lake. He used to play his organ down the other end of the lake, and they say you could hear the music. Must have been very beautiful. So I got that story right, Brother Paul?
Yes.
Okay. Anything you want to add to that?
Not really.
Okay.
Tell it to Jesus is the other song.
Tell it to Jesus, Brother Tom says. He wrote the song, Tell It to Jesus, also. Praise God.
The Savior can
solve every problem. The tangles of life can undo. There is nothing too hard for Jesus. There is nothing that He cannot do.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Different way, and I told her we'd pray for her at camp. She texted me and explained to me some of her problems. She's without a job. She was very faithful to her job, but the job just kind of dissolved, and so she found herself without a job. And then she had to move out of her house because when her mother was ill, they took a second mortgage out on the house, and now they had to put the mother in a nursing home, and so the bank was after her home. And mother passed away, but still, she had to find another place. So she found another place, and then
She found out that when she was renting this place, that it was being subleased. She didn't know that, and that's not allowed. So the landlord told her she has to leave. So now she has no job, she has nowhere to go, and she's got to get out by September, I think. And she's apt to be anxious, and, you know, her parents are gone, she's very much alone, and my heart goes out to her. And it's one of those tangles of life. As our brother Gavin said, there's nothing I can do. I don't have a room for her. I don't have a job for her. But we can pray, and we are praying in the church, and she's doing her best to trust the Lord, and I'm amazed at how God has given her grace. But at the same time, there are times when she gets anxious, especially when you have these deadlines, right? You got to get out by, you know, so that means I need a job by, and I need to find a place by. And, you know, as that day gets closer, the temptation is to get more anxious. And so God knows her need, and God has already made provision for it. We just have to find out what it is and believe God to bring her into it. And so if you'd be so kind as to pray again for a person that you probably don't know, but God knows, and she's a sister, precious sister in the Lord, and she's been through so much. She's got physical problems now too. And so Heavenly Father, we pray for our sister tonight. Oh, Jesus. Lord, we just don't pray because it's a nice thing to do or because we're in that way expressing love and concern. That's all part of it, I'm sure. But Lord, we're praying for answers. We're praying to touch God for her, Lord. We're uniting our faith one with another, and we're bringing her to Jesus, and we're bringing her need to Jesus. And this tangled mess that we don't know what to do with, but the Savior can solve any problem. The tangles in life He can undo. Nothing too hard for Jesus. And so, Lord, that's why we come, and we keep coming. Lord, show forth your glory. You said that if we would believe, we would see the glory of God. Lord, what does that look like in her situation? You have plans and things that we have not even considered. Lord, and we just want to commit her to you and pray, Lord, that your work shall appear unto your servant. We pray, Lord, that you'll get her the employment that she needs. She's had many interviews. Lord, just the right job that would give her the sufficient funds to pay her rent and other expenses and the right place for her to live. Oh, God, we pray, Lord, that you'll encourage her. Let's something give, Lord, in these days. Not the last minute, Jesus, but maybe this week, maybe next week. Let there be something that comes through to make her to know that God's eye is upon her day and night. Hallelujah. We ask this all in your precious name. Amen. Amen. I think I'd like to sing that song that our brother George led out in. I looked at that today, and I don't know, somehow my attention was drawn to it. But I guess now's the time that we can sing it. Thank you. In the White Book, number 96. Hallelujah. So many situations that are mentioned in these verses, you'll find yourself there too. Praise God. Come, let's stand together as we sing this. as we sing the last.
The Savior can satisfy fully the heart that the world cannot fill. His presence will sanctify fully the soul that is healed and still.
Wonderful Savior, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, precious, precious Jesus, how we love you, how we trust you. Hallelujah. Praise God.